Hello and welcome to our episode 8 of Tales of the Larians. It's me, Carl. I'm back at it. Jason's done his duty for a little while, so it's my turn to take the reins again, which I am so excited about because I've missed it. I love hearing Tales of the Larians. I love hearing from you guys. And I'm very excited for today's episode because we are joined for the first time from a Larian from overseas, which I'm very excited about. We have with us all the way from England, our good friend Neil Lowry. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
I'm really glad to have you on. And you're the first international Larian we've had on the segment, so I'm really pumped about that.
That's great.
And you were just telling me you're from southern England near London, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Neil, I think you know kind of how this goes. I've got a series of questions here I'm going to ask you, and I'm really excited to hear your tale and what excites you most about Star Wars.
Right.
So, I'm going to start where I love to start, which is, what's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
Oh, my favorite Star Wars movie is Star Wars Episode 4.
Nice. What is it about Episode 4 that you like so much?
It was the first one I saw in 1978. I was about 9 years old, and it's really kicked on from there, really. So it's the first one that really has strong memories for me.
That's awesome. So you've been through all of it.
Yes, all of it, yes.
You've been there from the beginning. That's right, and you said 1978 because it didn't come out in England till almost a year
later. It had a limited release in December 77. London area wide, and then didn't go nationwide in England until early 78.
Okay, great. What was it like seeing that when you, 9 years old? That's got to be like the perfect age to see that movie. What was going on in your head?
It's a bit hard to describe, really, because it's like it's such a seismic event, really, in, you know, back then, as in what the times were then, just as a kid. I was just blown away by it, you know. It just, wow, you know.
Yeah. And anything in particular about that movie stand out to you, like even then or now?
Just it was just completely different from what I've seen. You know, I, as a kid in England, you grew up with Doctor Who and other things, and it just came out, and it's just so totally different from what I've seen.
Yeah, I bet. Man, yeah, so you're a Doctor Who fan as well?
Not so much. Back then I was, yeah, because my favorite Doctor was Tom Baker back then. He was like, you know, he was it for kids back in the 70s, really. He was the one.
Yeah. Man, you and Jason would have a lot to talk about then. He's a huge Tom Baker Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. So, it sounds like you were right there for the, you know, the beginning of Star Wars in the late 70s there. But how were you introduced to it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure that I saw the novel in a bookstore and had a look for it, and it was pretty good. And I think I bought it and read it. And after the movie came out, I got the Star Wars storybook. And my favourite thing was getting the record, The Story of Star Wars. And I played that thing to death, and it's just, I love that thing. It's just amazing. Was that like
a storybook?
Yeah, well, it was a record. It was an LP with like a storybook, a little picture book with it.
Okay, great. I know I'm familiar with it. I've never had it, but did it have sound effects and music as well?
Oh yeah, it had all the sound effects, had all the actors from the movie, had all the music from the movie.
Man, so back in the 70s when you didn't have things like Netflix or, you know, DVDs and Blu-rays to immediately watch it, that must have been a great way to continue the adventure at home.
Yeah, that and I think early 78, the Star Wars comic came out in the UK, and I collected that for a few years.
Oh, great. When you saw the movie and got in, you know, and were you hooked right away?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. The weird thing is one of my favorite characters in it was the rebel soldiers at the start.
Okay.
For some reason, he just they seemed to strike a chord with me, and I think I remember getting the trading cards, and I mean, a couple of trading cards where they had a couple of pictures of rebel troopers on a Tantive IV, and I sort those cards out like anything. I just wanted pictures of rebel soldiers for some reason.
Oh, cool. Now, did you have friends that were into it as well?
I had a couple of friends, but it wasn't really where I lived. It wasn't really a big thing.
Okay. Well, who's your favorite Star Wars character and why?
I have to say, going with Rebel Soldier again, it was a Hoth Rebel Soldier on Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
I know it's like all different people doing it, but it's just that really stuck a chord with me, that second movie. And I loved the Battle of Hoth anyway, and those troopers were just amazing to me.
Now, where you're from in England, do you get snow?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm from, you know, the northeastern part of the U.S., and yeah. I grew up with lots of snow.
Yeah.
So I always liked Hoth, too, because it was easy to go outside and pretend you were on Hoth.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. You know, I'll have to say that's the most unique response I think I've heard is the Hoth Rebel Soldier for favorite character.
I did like all the main characters, but that was just the one character that really stood out to me for some reason. I don't know. It's just weird.
No, that's awesome. I like it. So I got to ask then, do you have like multiple toy versions or statue versions of like the Rebel Soldiers?
I have the original figure on a recard, a redo of the original card. It's not the actual original card, but it's like a reproduction of it.
Okay. That's awesome. So when you were a kid, what was your favorite way to play Star Wars?
I had the Palatoid Death Star, and I played with that a hell of a lot, and that was really great, making up stories of that. And then as I grew a little bit older, I used to play a game. I think, are you familiar with the little figures that you can get that you throw a ball at?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, I think it's just some, I used to get, roll out two t-shirts and have it like as a trench, and had all my good guys in, put them in this trench, and all my bad guys on another side of the room. And everyone was equal. If Luke Skywalker got hit with a ball, he's dead. You know, mm-hmm. Just played that game for hours.
That's great. Did you play by, was that something you did on your own?
Yeah, on my own, yeah.
Okay. That's great. Did you collect a lot of the action figures when they were coming out back in like 78,
yeah. 79? Yeah, I had a few figures, yeah. And I always used to collect the car backs and then draw on the back of them, you know, find out what figure I wanted and, you know, what I had.
yep. Oh, man. What about now? Like, how do you find yourself, you know, obviously as an adult, but how do you kind of play with Star Wars now as an adult?
I do collect some figures. I did get quite a lot of the Force Awakens 3¾ figures. I have got some Black Series ones as well, but all the figures I get now, I keep on card now. I don't take them out.
Okay. Hey, did you, is there any, so you said some of the Black Series?
Yeah.
Are you doing the 6-inch?
Yes.
Okay. What's your favorite one you've gotten so far?
I think Geonosso, actually, got a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. So, you know what, just as a quick side note then, this is two English actresses in a row that are starring in Star Wars films. Is there any like response to that, you know, in England, the fact that it's, you know, you had Daisy Ridley and now you have Felicity Jones, both of which are, you know, English women.
Yeah. I think it's quite pretty cool to have two English actresses doing it, you know, I'm sure it'll swing around again and you'll get an American actress in a later film. So, you know, you guys will get someone hopefully soon.
Yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, I mean, both Ray and Jin seem to be pretty great characters. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see more about Jin, but
yeah,
that's great. So back into kind of the films then, you know, obviously probably one of the most unique type of fighting things in Star Wars is the lightsaber fights. So
yeah.
I'm curious, what's your favorite lightsaber duel and why?
Episode 1, Darth Maul v. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan.
Yes. what about that duel do you enjoy like so much?
It was just... I know nowadays you see it and it seems a little bit more choreographed, you know, from what you look at it. But back then, it was just such an amazing thing to watch, you know, just seeing them all go at it. And, you know, Darth Maul with a double-ended lightsaber as well. Just, it was amazing. That was one of my favorite things of episode 1, that was.
Yeah, I definitely got chills when I saw that in the theaters. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. That's always been my favorite duel as well. So,
yeah,
and it is. It's just so fast and perfect. Now, actually, so here's a question for you. So you grew up as a kid during the original trilogy era.
Yeah.
So what was your thought then when you saw Phantom Menace? Because you know you're probably like in your 20s at that point.
Yeah, I think I just about hit in 30 then.
Okay.
And I think, back in 98, when I think I saw an edition of Star Wars Magazine or Star Wars Insider for you, it started back in 96, had a Darth Vader on the cover, and I started collecting it, and they started having news of all the prequels, and it just ramped up, and I just got really excited about it again. It's just... You know, new Star Wars, you know, what can't you get excited about, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and were you in any way disappointed with the prequels?
Not in one bit. I loved episode 1, 2, and 3, absolutely, just loved them.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you know, because obviously the prequels, as we all know, got a lot of hate and a lot of flack. And the majority of people that brought that flack were people that grew up with Star Wars when they were little kids and expected to have that same reaction. You know, if you were 9 years old and saw Phantom Menace for the first time, I think I was 13 going on 14 when I saw Phantom Menace. I loved it. I was hooked. So it's sad when you had these people who were in their 30s and 40s who were saying, well, this is nothing like when I saw it when I was 10. It's like, well, you're not 10 anymore.
I mean, some people say, you know, they miss the old ships and some of the characters. I just found all the new technology, all the vehicles, everything just was fitting with Star Wars again. It was just, here we go again, you know.
Yeah, perfect line. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so I'm curious, what has Star Wars kind of brought to your life?
I'm naturally quite a shy person, but it has brought out more in me, as in I went to a Star Wars celebration in Germany on my own, which is quite a big deal for me. And I recently went to the last celebration in London on my own. So, you know, I think Star Wars brings out more confidence in me than other things would.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, did you meet up with anybody when you went to either of those celebrations, or did you just kind of go solo?
The last one in London, I met up with Riley and Bethany.
Oh, great.
And Bruce.
Yeah. Riley and Bethany are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and were you just at the one in London just this past year?
Yeah.
What was that like being there?
That was really great. Someone earlier in the year posted on Facebook that they couldn't go, and they posted a VIP ticket, and I managed to get one. And doing it VIP is really good.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because then you don't have to queue for panels or anything. You know, you can just go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just, and you get in early before everyone else, and it was really good.
Yeah, that's the huge advantage of the VIP, because they're especially now, these I was at Celebration in Anaheim last year. I'm planning on being in Orlando next year. They've gotten so big now, and I think they're going to keep getting bigger. I'm fortunate enough to get, like, Jason and I are both able to get media badges from, you know, through doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is great, because it's kind of like it's kind of like having the ticket paid for, but at the same time, you don't get any other special treatment. Like, you know, VIPs have it the best. You don't have to wait in these super long queues. I'll never forget Celebration Anaheim, sitting in line for 3 hours to get into the Rebels season 3 premiere, or season 2 premiere. That was such a long wait. So awesome. Kind of one more in-universe question, if you will. And what's your favorite piece of Star Wars music?
Oh, that's a difficult one.
Yeah, I think that's the one that. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one that usually makes people say, "Huh, give me a second."
I do really like Rey's theme. I thought that was a really good theme. I think it has to be Jedi Steps.
Jedi Steps?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is such a great piece.
I think the first time I saw Force Awakens, I saw it on the 17th, and I saw it 5 times in one day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I think the first time I saw it, right at the very end, when you see Luke and the music going, I nearly stood up and shouted. I just managed to hold myself. But I was just so excited seeing Luke Skywalker again, and all the emotion of it. I nearly lost it, but I managed to hold it in.
So it's safe to say you really liked Force Awakens.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's the music for that film, I think, is incredible.
Yeah, very underrated.
Yeah, it really is. And I think as time goes on, people are going to really, really, you know, immerse themselves into it a bit more.
Yeah.
All right, well, I have one last question for you then.
Okay.
And this is a very open-ended question, so you can interpret it however you want and answer however you want, but it's just kind of like the question of, like, if I missed anything, here's your chance. What, at the end of the day, what do you love most about Star Wars?
Ooh. It's a great escape from everyday life. It's a great way to meet new people like yourself and connect with other Star Wars fans. And it's just, I think it's a gift that keeps on giving.
And now that Disney owns it, I agree. It'll keep on giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I think for those of us who aren't kids anymore, you know, we can't run around all day playing Star Wars, because unfortunately we have to have these things called jobs.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But I think that's such a treat about Star Wars, that it does offer an escape in a good way. You know, I mean, it's not like you're trying to escape reality because you're insane. It's more of, it's just something that you can plug into, and it tends to bring out parts of ourselves that we sometimes aren't able to bring out as much. You know, you mentioned being shy, but Star Wars gives you like that little bit of boost of confidence. I think that's still for me one of my favorite things about Star Wars as well, is the ability to just step outside of, you know, kind of the boring everyday and enter into something kind of cool. So,
and I think now with Disney buying it and movies every year, it's like with today with the Rogue One trailer, like, you know, as soon as one movie ends, the excitement for another one begins, and you know, it's just, and it's a rolling AT-AT, you know, you know, like a land speeder going across Tatooine, you know, it's just, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's the awesome thing. We have Rogue One coming in 2 months, and as soon as that's done, you know, we've got Episode 8, you know, less than a year later.
Yeah. And I found that with I thought I might get a little bit jaded with a movie every year, but I think they're doing it just right at the minute because, you know, I think, you know, because the excitement levels are building, I think hopefully Rogue One would do well in the box office. I think it would do pretty well. And so, you know, I think all good from here.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Neil, I appreciate you so much taking the time to tell your tale.
That's right. It's been great.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention yourself before we wrap this up?
No, I just would like to thank you very much for inviting me onto the show. And as I said, listening to the Wampa's Lair all these years, it's finally great to actually be on it, sort of mini episode of it. And I'll keep on listening as a fervent fan of it. So, as you know, you and Jason are really great at it. And, you know, may the force be with you both.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Neil. I appreciate that. And it's good to know that even over in England, we're listened to and people are enjoying us. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to tell your story. And, you know, as I always love talking to, I kind of, you know, the fans that grew up with the original trilogy, you're kind of the old guard. So I always really enjoy listening to your stories.
Thank you.
So again, Neil, thanks for taking the time. And, if you're listening right now and you'd like to be on an episode of Tales of the Larians, definitely be sure to email us at wampaslairpodcast@gmail.com. You can just put in the subject line, Tales of the Larians. You know, just tell us your name. All we need is your email, and we'll be in touch about getting you on this program as well. So thank you for joining us for this episode of Tales of the Larians. I'm Carl, and for Neil, we'll see you next time in the Wampa's Lair.